Hi, it's post Haunted House 11. I don't really know what I kind of planned on recording here, so I guess we'll just kind of see how it goes, but I think it might be interesting for some of you to hear what, like, my destroyed vocal cords sound like. Plus, this is kind of fun for me. It's, I know I've mentioned before, it's really, really soothing to record, and, I just feel really, really little right now, and I don't really have the means of getting out of little space, so, recording usually helps a lot with that, so I figured I'd do that. Plus, it'll be fun, to compare what I sound like when my voice is fine with when, it's been completely used, so I figure maybe I'll talk about some of the stuff that happened tonight and why we ended up closing shop at like 10:30 instead of midnight. The premise of my room is that I was like a psychic, kind of. That was the way that we set up the room, but it was more like witches, like in Conjuring and that kind of thing. So we had some like Blair Witch stick wooden figures that we tied together, and that was really cool. We had a whole bunch of like lanterns hanging down, and this really, really cool poster that another person that does a lot of the building for the house sets up. And we had this shelf with all sorts of spooky things on it. It was like, there was a jar full of, I have no idea what, actually. sorry. There's a little bit more of it. It was just a jar full of weird, viscous, oddly colored liquid, and then there were just a bunch of bones and like little skeleton creatures and fake candles, because actual candles would be a fire hazard. And we had like a little cauldron that was full of like dry ice, so it was just overflowing with like fog and all that. It was really, really cool. And my closest friend was working this like air compressor thing that when she turned it, it made this really, really loud horn noise and sent out a gust of air from these curtains that we rigged to make it look like there were like little windows. So that was my room. And then I'm a huge freak for special effects makeup, especially gore makeup, so that's kind of why I'm a horror fan, for those who don't know. Basically made it look like my right eyeball had fallen out and was just swinging around on the optical nerve, and it was really fucking gross and really, really well done. I'm very proud of myself for that. And so I was like in all black and I had this cloak on, and I looked really, really intimidating for a 5'4" piece of shit. So it was really, really funny. Am I still 5'4"? I don't know. So it was just me, and then I'd like take down my cloak and, you know, freak him out with the special effects or whatever. And then my friend, when they were headed out the door and I was like in the middle of saying something super loud, she'd hit the air compressor and scare the fuck out of him again. And this led to several terrible things happening. The first being that, like, my set pieces got knocked down very frequently to the point where we had to stop the run-throughs for the house, because it was like 6 or 7 rooms with a ton of like windy hallways in between. We had to stop the whole thing because we needed to rearrange my room and fix it, because basically, like, people were getting too scared and knocking over set pieces and my cabinets with all the shelving pretty much got ruined. Sorry, I'm tired. And this is really, really helping me relax. They like broke the shelves out of the thing because they knocked it over and a bunch of stuff shattered, and that was really, really bad. And I wear glasses because I have really, really bad eyesight, and I covered up my eye, making it look like it had been messed up, so I really, really couldn't see. And that was a whole thing. We had to get a bunch of extra hands to help pick up what a mess they had made, and I just kind of had to stand there, and I felt really, really bad. And then later on, like, we advertised pretty heavily about the haunted house, and there were some assholes that, like, had a bachelor party, and they all wore the same costumes into the house and came in at about three different groups, and some fucker in our morgue room, we had little lockers, and some of our actors could actually push against a board and push themselves out in the drawers. Not super far, but far enough to be spooky. And one of the last groups to go through before we shut down for the night was, they were the bachelors, and when they were going through the morgue, they tried to pull one of our actors out of the drawer, and it was really traumatizing for everyone involved, and it ended up knocking down one of the other morgue walls, which was really, really frustrating because we put a lot of work into our set pieces, and she was a really, really young actress, so it just was violent and terrible, and it kind of ruined the night for a lot of us. So see, I told you recording is relaxing. This is really, really helping. Part of me really, really wanted to sit down and honestly just ramble fab for a little bit, but I'm way too tired, and it just become something wordless. I don't know. I just feel really small right now, and like, man, I just want someone to like come brush their fingers through my hair and like hold me and make me feel good, because it's a lot of fun to act in haunted houses, but you can't be a monster all night and not feel bad, or at least not if you're me. I have, I don't know, I think I care a little bit too much. It just hurts mentally to have to scare people all the time, so I always get really, really small after I work in the house. And it doesn't help that, like, the cloak I was wearing was so warm and soft, and it just felt like a blanket, and I just kind of wanted to curl up and melt. I just want something soft right now. And this recording I'll have to do. I'm probably gonna go lay down in my really nice sheets with everything cuddly and soft. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll post tomorrow, maybe I won't, we'll see. I just wanted to put something up tonight because I am in desperate need of just some sweetness, I guess. So if you're feeling particularly giving, something affirming or kind or, flirty would be fun. I just kind of need a pat on the head. That's not at all what I, like, started recording this for. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm just really, really, small right now. So I'm gonna end this before I stick my foot in my mouth and totally totally trip over my words. So, computer, everything's terrible. I need to go lay down. Yeah, so enough from Lavin with damaged vocal cords. Lavin, whose money makers are strained. Okay, good night.